Now, would you turn with me in your Bibles to the passage that I read a little earlier, Galatians and chapter 1. Let me just get the page in the pew Bibles. It's on page 972 in the pew Bibles, page 972, Galatians chapter 1. And we're looking this morning at verses 11 to 17. Copse Road Chapel is called an evangelical church. And an evangelical church means a church that believes that the Bible is God's Word. We believe that God Himself inspired this book. We believe that when men like Paul and Moses and David wrote words, yes, they were human authors, but the Holy Spirit of God was operational upon them, and they were guided and led by the Holy Spirit as they wrote the words of this book. And so we as a church believe that every word that is written in this book has been written by God Himself. That is what we mean by an evangelical church. We do not deny anything that is written in here. I trust and pray that there'll never be a preacher in this pulpit who will start denying the virgin birth of the Lord Jesus, or the resurrection of the Lord Jesus, or the sovereignty of God, or the fact that Jesus died on the cross of Calvary for the sins of His people, that He was a substitution for the sins of His people. I trust and pray that we will never deny these things, because these things are taught in the Scriptures. I trust and pray we'll never deny that there's only one way to be saved, one way to be right with God, one way to enter heaven, and that is the Lord Jesus Christ, faith in Him alone. We do not teach that people who are sincere in their own religion will get to heaven, because sincerity is what matters. What matters is Christ and trusting in Him and faith in Him. We are an evangelical church. And as an evangelical church, we preach the gospel. And I trust and pray that frequently from this pulpit, you will hear the gospel preached. Now, it's important to ask the question, well, what is the gospel? I think some of us will know that it's a word meaning good news. Well, praise God for that. We have good news. Well, what is this good news? And it's utterly important that all of us are absolutely clear about this. If you're a Christian here this morning, you love the Lord Jesus Christ, you need to be absolutely clear, what is the gospel? And if you're not a Christian, you're not born again, you've never trusted in the Lord Jesus Christ, you need to be clear. What is the gospel that the Bible brings to us? What is it that God is saying to us? So this morning we are looking at verses 11 to 17 of this passage, Galatians chapter 1. And my question is a very simple one. What is the gospel? And I have 3 points for you from this passage. They're all found in the passage. I'll be expounding the passage as I look at these 3 points. So 3 things we find in this passage about the gospel. And the first is this. The gospel is a message from heaven. The gospel is a message from heaven. Look at the words from verse 11 that Paul writes. The man who wrote this letter was called the Apostle Paul. And look at what he says from verse 11. He says, "For I would have you know, brothers, that the gospel was preached by me, that the gospel that was preached by me is not man's gospel. I did not receive it from any man, nor was I taught it. But I received it through a revelation of Jesus Christ." You see what he's saying here? This man, the Apostle Paul, went to a region of what is today Turkey, called Galatia. And he preached a message to them. And then some other people went to that same district. And those other people went and said, you know the message that Paul came with? Well, that message was man-made. Paul got together with a few of his friends. And they had this discussion, they had this conference, and between them, they invented a gospel message, and that was the message that Paul came to you with. It was man's invention, it was man who put it together. Well, Paul wrote this letter to them, and Paul says, I want you to know that the message that I brought to you is not man's gospel. I did not receive it from any man, nor was I taught it. Nobody taught it to me. I received it through a revelation of Jesus Christ. The Lord Jesus Christ himself, Paul says, revealed this message to me. It is a message from heaven. Now you see the importance of this. We were told earlier about how we get all these messages on our phone. And I get messages, I guess we all do. And you wake up in the morning, you get your phone out, and you look at what messages have you received. And yes, there's a message from Waitrose saying, we've got some special offers. And there's a message from the Telegraph saying, read our paper and don't read any other paper. And there's a message from, a ferry company saying, we're now running crossings to France and there are some cheap crossings. Well, all right, those messages are there. And I don't know about you, I just swipe them and remove them. I'm not interested in ferry crossings to France or anything like that. But imagine that the phone rang as we heard that siren, that alarm. You're sitting there and you've got your phone, you're reading a newspaper or you're watching the TV or something, and suddenly this siren goes in your phone. Now you're not going to say, oh, that's just another message. That's like Waitrose or the ferry company alerting me to some offers. I'm just going to ignore it. You don't say that. Because this isn't from Waitrose, this is from the government. Now I know not everything the government sends to us is equally important, but clearly this message has come to your phone, it has come from the government, and this alarm is ringing, and clearly the government have something important to say to you, and they're saying to you that the rains have been heavy, the winds have been heavy, and the high tide is at a particular height, and there's going to be flooding in Clevedon, so be careful. Surely we've got to take notice of this. You can't just say, well, that's just the government. I'm not going to take any notice of it. We listen because the message has come from an important source. Why should we listen to preaching from God's Word? Why should you read the Bible? Why should you listen to any teaching that comes from the Bible? Because it has come from God. This isn't man's thoughts. This isn't man's opinions. This is God. And God speaks to us about our sin. And God speaks to us about the forgiveness of sin. And God speaks to us about salvation and about heaven and about hell. And if God speaks, we've got to listen. There isn't a higher authority in the universe. God himself is speaking. So the Apostle Paul, writing these words, says, this message did not come from men. I was not taught it. The Lord Jesus Christ revealed it to me. It is an important message because it has come from heaven. The second thing I notice about the gospel is this. The gospel is a message about Christ. Do you notice what he says in this passage? Look at it from verse 15. He says, when he who had set me apart before I was born and called me by his grace was pleased to reveal his son to me in order that I may preach him among the Gentiles, I did not immediately consult with anyone. Do you see what Paul is saying in that verse? He's saying that Christ appeared to me and God revealed his son to me in order that I may preach him. Do you notice that in verse 16? In order that I may preach him among the Gentiles. What message do we preach as a church? People come into this church, visitors come into this church. What message do we preach? Do we say to people, do your best to live a good life and you will earn a place in heaven? Do we say to people, do your best to be religious? Attend church in the morning. Attend church in the afternoon. Go to the midweek prayer meeting. Read your Bible. Say your prayers. Be religious. And if you are really religious, God will see it and God will reward you for your religion and God will allow you into heaven. Is that what we preach? We don't preach any such thing. Because that is not the gospel. That is not good news. If you say to somebody, you've got to try and try and try and hope that your efforts will be enough to get you into heaven, where is the good news in that? I can't see any good news in this. But you see what he's saying here. He's saying, God revealed his son to me in order that I may preach him, preach Christ among the Gentiles. What is the gospel? The gospel is the Son of God. The gospel is the Lord Jesus Christ. And this is the message of the gospel. The gospel tells us that God's heart is filled with love and mercy and grace towards sinners. And the gospel tells us that God, in love and grace, sent his son into the world. The most precious thing he had, his own son. God sent his son into the world. And the gospel tells us that Christ lived a perfect life, a holy life, an utterly obedient life to the law of God here on earth. And the gospel tells us that the Lord Jesus Christ died on the cross of Calvary. And when he died on the cross of Calvary, our sins were laid upon him, and he paid the penalty for our sins, and he cleared our guilt and our debt. And as he hung upon that cross, he shed his blood. And as we are cleansed in that blood, so we are cleansed from our sin, and we are redeemed by his blood. We're removed from slavery to sin and brought into the kingdom of God. And the wrath of God that hangs upon us is removed because it has been poured out upon the Lord Jesus Christ as he hung upon that cross. The gospel is that the Lord Jesus Christ is the Savior. He has done all that is necessary to win us a place in heaven. God does not look to us for works. God says to us, here is my son, believe in him and you will be saved. The gospel is the Lord Jesus Christ. It is his person and his work, and salvation is found in him. Do you trust the Lord Jesus Christ? Is your faith in Christ? Would you be able to say to me today, I know if I were to drop dead this morning, I will be in heaven. And I know that because Jesus has taken away my sins. And Jesus has forgiven me. And Jesus has cleansed me. And Jesus has made me ready for heaven. Or would you say, well, you know, I've done my best. I've been religious. I've been a good person. I've always tried to live a good life. And I think God will recognize that. And I think God will allow me in. Is that what you're going to say? You can't win heaven by your works. It is Christ alone, faith in Christ, trusting in the Lord Jesus Christ, putting your faith in him, asking him to save you from your sins. That is where salvation is found. And this is the gospel. It is that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. And the Apostle Paul said, I am foremost, I'm the worst. He was an example of the grace of God to sinners because he was a man who persecuted Christians and imprisoned Christians and resisted the people of God and yet found forgiveness because God is gracious. So we have good news. And the good news is that forgiveness of sins is a free gift and heaven is a free gift. And belonging to the kingdom of God and being a child of God is a free gift. And when Christ saves us, we come into the kingdom of God as the children of God. And the Holy Spirit of God comes to live in us. And he works in us and prepares us for heaven. And the love of God surrounds us and is filled in our hearts because we are the children of God. This is the good news. It's not our works, it's Christ. Have you trusted the Lord Jesus Christ? Do you trust him for your salvation? So the gospel in the first place is a message from heaven. It's important. Listen to it. It's not from some human being who has created his own philosophy. God himself has revealed this message. And the gospel is about Christ, his person, and his work. And then thirdly and finally, the gospel is a message for the whole world. The gospel is a message for the whole world. Verse 16, when God was pleased to reveal his son to me, in order that I might preach him among the Gentiles. That I might preach him among the Gentiles. When you read your Bible, you find that the Bible is in two parts. You have the Old Testament, which is the first two-thirds, and then the New Testament, which is the one-third at the end. And you find that in the Old Testament, God's dealings are almost exclusively with the people of Israel. Not totally exclusively, because there are times when he sent Jonah to the city of Nineveh and people like Ruth were saved. So it wasn't totally exclusively Israel. But Old Testament, God's dealings were almost exclusively with Israel, one nation. But that's not how it had ever intended to be. In other words, God was never saying, this is how it's going to be in eternity. This was all preparation. The Old Testament is preparation for the coming of Christ. In the Old Testament, we have the law, and the law points to Christ. And we have the prophets, and the prophets point to Christ. And when the Lord Jesus came, and he died and rose again, and the Holy Spirit came, it became apparent to the Christians that this is not a message for one nation. This is a message for all the nations. This man whose words we are reading, the Apostle Paul, he went on a missionary journey. And he went to what is today Turkey. And then he went to what is today Greece. And he met people who weren't Jewish. They had no Jewish blood in them at all. They were Gentiles, they were pagans, and they were idolaters. And they would go to temples and worship idols made of stone. And Paul didn't say, well, these people have nothing to do with the God of Israel, so I have nothing to do with them. He would go to them, and he would speak to them, and he would say to them, you must turn from all this idolatry. You must turn from all this sin. You must come to the living God through the Lord Jesus Christ. It is a message for the world. Now, what this means is, there is no one who is excluded from the offer of Christ. There is no one who is excluded from Christ's invitation. The Lord Jesus said, come to me, all who are weary and heavy laden, I will give you rest. It doesn't matter what age you are. You may be quite an old person by now. And you may say, well, you know, my time has gone, and I don't know if God will listen to me now. But God hears all who call to him. You might be a young person. You might say, well, I'm very young. I mean, God doesn't really take interest in young people. Yes, he does. God calls all. You might be a person who rarely goes to church. And you say, well, you know, I'm not really religious. I hardly ever go to church. Occasionally I turn up. I mean, God isn't interested in me. Oh, yes, the gospel is for everyone. You might be a terrible sinner. You might have done awful things. I mean, if you ever stood up here in the front and explained the kind of life you lived, we would all be shocked and horrified. You may have lived an absolutely terrible sin. And you may think to yourself, God will never accept me. I'm such a terrible sinner. I want to say to you that the offer of the Lord Jesus Christ goes to everyone. Christ saves the worst of sinners. Read your Bible. Read about people who had committed terrible sins, and then come to the Lord Jesus, and they were saved, and they were forgiven. People who had been in adultery, and people who had lived the most awful lives, came to Christ and were saved. None is excluded. The offer of the gospel goes to all. When the Apostle Paul went into what is today Turkey, and into what is today Greece, he didn't discriminate. He didn't go into a village and say, now, are there any terrible sinners here? Well, the gospel has nothing to do with them. I don't need to talk to you. He didn't say that. He would go into the marketplace where people gathered. And he would just talk to everybody who was there. And he would say to everybody, God in grace has sent his son, the Lord Jesus. And Christ has died for sinners on the cross. And Christ has risen from the dead. And Christ today invites all to come to Him that you might be saved. And He would say to the people in front of Him, whoever they were, come today and you will have salvation. And I say the same to you, come today and you will have salvation in Christ. This is a message for the world. So what is the gospel? Well, it's a message that God Himself has revealed. It's a message from heaven. It is a message about His Son, about the Lord Jesus, His life, His works, His person. And it is a message for the worst of sinners, for all, whoever you are. This is a message for you. And today God in Christ invites you. And God in Christ says, come, and you will have salvation, the forgiveness of sins through Christ.